This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
This is a story that I laugh when I hear it, but I also choke up. It's called life. Life's like that, where you laugh and you choke up at the same time. Years ago, when our children were small, we were visiting my sister who lived in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at the time. She said, there's a place you need to take your kids to. It's called Buell Planetarium. And it's if you've ever been to any planetarium show, you know that they lower the lights. And I'm not exaggerating. The only thing you can see in a planetarium when they lower the lights is the red exit sign. That's it. You cannot see your hand in front of your face because that's the nature of it. They want it to be totally dark, so they project images of stars and the solar system, the galaxies and so forth up on the dome. So the lights came down. It's totally dark before the program begins. Annie said she felt the hand of a 4-year-old boy on her arm. And in the darkness, she heard a voice say, "Are you my mother? Are you my mother?" Annie said, "Yes." And Jonathan said, "Good. Good." There are people here today that are reaching out to the Heavenly Father in the darkness of what you call life, and you're saying, "God, are you there? Do you know what we're going through as a family? Do you know what we've been through personally? Do you have a clue? Do you even have a clue of what we're going through?" And I want to tell you that through Jeremiah 20, verse 11, the Lord says, "Yes. The Lord is with me like a mighty warrior." I'm not sharing that with you today so you can just kind of be pumped up by a magical verse and this is just a good luck charm to claim. I'm talking that this is the reality for your life, that you got to believe it. Do you know what the alternative is? Despair. You know what the alternative is? Total surrender to depression, total surrender to despondency, total surrender to everything that's sad and bad in your life. Or you can say, "No, the Lord is with me like a mighty warrior. He's with us when the lights are on. He's with us when the lights are out. With even the mountains fall into the sea, we will not fear." Why? The Lord is with us like a mighty warrior. This is a word for somebody today, and I've got a notion that it's for everybody today. Everybody that needs to know the words of Jeremiah, who was so despondent. In fact, I didn't tell you this at the beginning, but Jeremiah has just been thrown into prison. He's just been beaten. He's in stocks. It could be that he was in something like we remember from years ago in our history where people's hands and feet were in stocks. And that's what he was in when he says, "Lord, you conned me. You deceived me. You didn't tell me this when you had a plan for my life." And somehow he was able to break into song, "The Lord is with me like a mighty warrior." I'm not asking you to believe it. I'm asking you to make it the basis of your life. I'm not asking you to just accept it cognitively and intellectually, believe that as a nice thought and something to put up on your refrigerator. I'm asking you to instill it in your heart as the basis for life, because sooner or later in 70, 80, 90 years of life, you're going to go through your Jeremiah moments where people have insulted you. You're going to go through Jeremiah moments where you say, "Lord, I feel like I've been had by you. By you, God." You will have those moments. But the words will come back resounding. "The Lord is with me like a mighty warrior." Believe it. Trust it. And stake your life on it today. Let's pray together.
Well, frankly, I don't know where you are right now. You may be driving. You may be in your home. You may be at work. I don't know. But could you pray to him right now in your heart and say, "Lord, I recognize that you're with me no matter what happens. You're with me like a mighty warrior, and I have the word of God in Jeremiah 20, verse 11 to prove it." That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.